Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from Big Fat Winners Radio.
What's up? Welcome back, Big Fat Winners, on a Saturday, September 24th. Huge card today in college, sitting across from the Edge. Remember to follow us at Big Fat Winner. Follow the Edge at the Edge Bet. Download us, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. We need subscribers and downloads. We're probably going to move to Saturdays just because it's a better day. Break down college, break down the NFL. Let's jump right in today. Thoughts for you. You love the card today. You don't love the overall card, but you love some of the matchups. And then you and I completely disagree on the NFL, and we'll get to that in the second half of the show. Roll. What you got on that college? Give the people some fatties. They love the Edge. First of all, people, the Edge has been in college as good as it gets as anyone in the country on his big games. He hasn't lost yet. Some of the smaller ones you've done okay. I get it. But the big ones, the plays that people care about, undefeated. Unbelievable.
The big dogs. Yeah, I mean, this week.
Roll it.
There's not one in particular again this week that really stands out. I feel like next week I'm due for to find one. It's a shorter card in college this week, but there's four huge games. I can't wait to see Clemson at Wake. Can't wait to see Wisconsin at Ohio State. Can't wait to see USC and Oregon State. Can't wait to see, and this is the real one I think everybody will be watching, is Tennessee and Florida. And then people are sleeping. This is one game I haven't heard a lot about. Arkansas and Texas A&M. Those are five huge games this week that really get me going.
Well, it's an elimination game for A&M, obviously, for sure.
Well, right? in my head,
I know.
They've been eliminated in preseason.
They're horrible. You've got, to me, the game that I'm most excited to watch, there's two. I'm really excited to see Michigan-Maryland because Michigan has played nobody.
That's sneaky.
I think they're really good. I do. I think they're really good again. I won't be surprised if they could win it. They could go to the playoffs again. You just don't know yet with Ohio State. But you're going to find out a lot more about Michigan because the teams they've played, combined record for the teams they've played, I think it's 0-9, someone said. I mean, they're winning by 50. Awesome. So today you've got Maryland coming to town. Definitely a bigger test. And then with the number, what it is, are they just going to boat race Maryland? I mean, just hammer, you know, they're going to try to run the rock and control the ball. I don't know if Maryland can stop the run, but
we're gonna
that's
find out.
Interesting.
Spread now, my 17. Second, now, if you had to bet your life on it, there's no chance you ever would lay or take the points with Maryland.
No,
all Michigan does is pound Maryland. Like
yes.
Their little
right.
Brother. So,
right. And you could see, and if you woke up or you took a nap at 10 at noon and you woke up and it was 38-10 and they were just pounding them, you're going to be like, oh, boy.
Oh,
so
you're going to look at your watch and say, damn, it must be late September because it's every year.
Exactly.
It's every year.
Now, another big game, right? I mean, noon's funny today because at noon you've got like three or four pretty big games at noon. And then, like you said, in the middle of the day, I guess it's the Tennessee-Florida, which we'll get into. And then, to me, that one of the more intriguing, because the line makes no sense to me at all, that USC's favored under a touchdown at Oregon State.
Oh, yeah, and there was a whole article on ESPN about how the line opened at, like, minus 13, whatever it was. The bookmakers really liked them. And then it came down immediately to 6. It's just a crazy fluctuation from what
gonna
the books
be,
thought.
Hey. Corvallis is not an easy place to play. It always looks like it's miserable weather there, even when it's not. So when I'm watching it tonight, I'll think it's pouring there, even if it's not. It just has that feel. That field just has that look to it. But
let me just be clear again. Look, I've said it for 3 fucking months. I just want to be clear again to everyone out there. This is not your mama's USC team. The schedule's terrible. I'm a big Oregon State guy. They're going to get hammered. It won't even be close. USC will not have a – listen, they won't have a hiccup. It's not one of those years, boys and girls. It won't be, oh, look at them. It's close in the fourth. They had to pull it out. No, this is not Oklahoma. They're going to roll the entire schedule, blasting UCLA blasting Notre Dame. You're going to wake up and say, damn, they boat raced everyone and they're in the playoff. Period.
And eight, first time all year, Young, the reigning Heisman winner, outside of the top two behind Stroud. And now guess who's leaped into number two position?
Williams.
Your boy. Yep. Williams. Yep. Because, and tonight's his real, I mean, I thought Stanford was a good test too, only because in years past, they've been predicted to pound Stanford. They go in there. And like you said, this is just not, this is not the same USC team. They have so much. I don't even think we've seen, because they haven't had to yet. Like when Haner, or is it Haner for Fresno? Either way. Yeah. When he went down, that you could say they were like, okay.
Well, they've had five punts in three games.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What else do I need to say?
That's what I like.
Part of that is that coach has realized we're rolling it.
I see Bobo getting loose tonight. It's a big number, but this could be a game where USC will have to keep scoring. You just never know. Nolan can sling it too for Oregon State. Like I said, they're tricky. Depending on the day, they're tricky good, but we'll see. So
it's huge that it's at Oregon State. I mean, I do think that matters if there is going to be any type of shenanigans.
But how about near and dear to your heart? Break this one down, because this one's obviously, come on, it's the game of the day to get the day started for real, because it's your boys, Clemson at Wake. I'm a little surprised at the line, but I don't know what to make of Wake. Was last week Wake when they literally beat Liberty? I think on the last play or late in the game, they had to beat Liberty late by one or two. Was that them? Was that a look ahead, or is that who we're going to get today? And is Clemson just going to pound Wake?
Well, historically, it's one of the most lopsided matchups in the history of college football. If you look up the numbers, it's unbelievable. I think they're going to go in and probably be sleepwalking for the first half. I could see Clemson being down in the first half. And then I think Dabo gets them going and they end up pulling away. And I think the number, it'll hang right around the number for most of the game. But I think you could look up and Clemson wins by 17 and you say, what the hell did, what happened? I watched this game the entire game and it never felt like Clemson was up that big, but I could see them pulling away, a mistake here, a mistake there. I also think the mesh offense that Wake runs, where they take a long time on the little mesh and the RPO and all that, terrible type of offense to run against that front seven for Clemson. So, you know, I think Clemson will get out of there with the win, but I love Hartman, man. I love Hartman.
You do love Hartman. Now, I agree. Here's the one thing I think will hurt. In fact, last year in this game, the Wake offensive line just could not hold up where Clemson had not one, two, three, four, five, six, or seven, but eight. This is a lot, man. That's a lot of sacks in a game. Eight sacks. I think you hit the nail on the head. Wake runs a very unique offense where they hold the ball at the line, right? And they really hold it there. And they think, and that works against a lot of teams. I just happen to think Clemson will just bull rush that and might just, and it could get.
Well, and I don't think Wake can stop them running the ball. And if you can't stop Clemson running the ball, it's hard to win.
It's over. It's over. So we'll see how that one goes.
Hey, let me ask you something on over-under. Doesn't it seem harder this year?
I haven't given a lot. I have not given a lot at all.
But overall, over-unders in general just seem.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's been easier in the NFL because I don't think I've lost one yet. In the NFL, I haven't given a bunch yet, even including preseason. I think I'm undefeated in the NFL on my totals. In college, yes. And I don't know what.
Something about it this year.
You know what it is a little bit is when you do, and I was literally for prepping for this show, I was thinking about what is the difference on over and under. So it's funny you brought it up. I feel like when a total's in the mid 60s, which a lot of them are, or
40, it's normal. 60, remember how that used to be like the top, there'd be a few games in the mid 60s, you know, not
but you know what
ago.
The difference is? You know what the difference is? If the game, here's what I notice about, first of all, and we'll spend just a couple minutes on this. I really believe the game of college has officially changed again, where a few years ago it was hurry up and go, and it didn't matter what team it was. You looked, everybody was run. Every single team, even the ones that wouldn't run it, were running it, and some ran it terrible. I feel like a lot of teams have gotten back to the run, a lot of teams. Teams like Minnesota runs the rock a lot.
Well, you're seeing Syracuse last night.
Syracuse can't score running the rock. So I think a lot of, you know, Tennessee's still going to speed it up in that game, 63, and that could be interesting. But here's what I'm saying, what I'm noticing. When a game gets out of control, where a team, say, up 21 points or something, and you need that two touchdowns, or you're like, damn, I need 17 with 2 minutes in the third. There's a lot of, you're just not getting it, man. You're just not getting it. And right. And it's because that clock, you know, it used to be where if there's 6 minutes in a college game, you're like, I can still get two touchdowns without.
Well, there's also been a lot of stops. Like if you watch that Virginia game last night and some of the bullshit targeting, I mean, they're great. Trying to ruin the game the best they can of football with the bullshit targeting.
I agree.
But that also breaks up the rhythm of the offense. I think when you have a game that gets broken up like that, it's way bigger for the offense than the defense. You know, the offense wants to stay lubed up. They want to keep it moving. And I think the stops are killing them too.
I agree with that. I've seen more touchdowns. I think I've seen more touchdowns called back already this year in different college games. And I'm talking about not big plays. I'm talking about where they're in the end zone and they take it away and they do not score on that possession or they get a field goal. That's You can't get it back, dude. It's crazy.
Let's get past this and let me drop just an absolute fucking bomb because I think this team is going. I think if you look at the whole board, I refuse to believe there's a better value play this week. I think Texas is a good football team. I think Texas with their third string quarterback could go in and smack Texas Tech around. I don't think Texas Tech has been able to stop the run in a decade. And I think Bijan Robinson's going to have 233 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the edge is going to look like the fucking prophet because they're going to win by 10 easily. The spread should be 15.
There it is. There's your bomb.
It's only 7. Some places it might be 6.5. Some places, whatever it is, doesn't matter because it's going to be a fatty.
Earlier today, you just said 5 minutes ago, you know, it just hit them, people. It's like the prophet. It's like the sun. It's like it's all of it. It's like Lazarus is risen from the dead, man.
It's got to be my top game. I can't look at these other games. Texas Tech's quarterback is terrible. He cannot throw. They are going to get hammered.
You know what my bomb game is? I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a noon or two. I just think people have slept on them. I think we're gonna find out what's up with Kansas today. And opens at 11. It drops down to 7. Guess what?
All Kansas does is cash. I mean, if you've heard the cash register button there, that's all Kansas has done for
this is
the
a Kansas
year.
Team. This is a Kansas team that I watched go into West Virginia, who is not a great West Virginia team, but they're certainly not a horrible West Virginia team. They went in and just killed Virginia Tech, who stinks. I get it. But they did take care of business. They went into Pitt. It came down to the last play of the game. Pitt is not a bad team. They were able to move up and down the field on them. They go into West Virginia and win in overtime and put up 55. They then go into Houston, who was everybody's Cinderella. They're down 14-0 Houston. Oh, same old Kansas. They score 48 of the next 48 of the next 64. They hammer. You got Houston fighting on the sideline. This I don't know what Leopold's done at Kansas.
The quarterback. Well, it's always the quarterback.
It is, and he looks good, but there's something different, and you're going to find out today. It opened at 11. It went down to 9. Now it's down to 7 or 6.5. I would actually probably, just so if I do get the win at 7, I'd probably take it down to 6.5. But I like Kansas at 6.5.
It's like we're in the twilight, people. Hey, look, it's the twilight. Skippy Boy's a radio professional, a professional handicapper on picking fatties, and we're talking Kansas football September 24th.
I don't care.
It's the twilight zone.
Dude, I don't care. Hey, you.
What's happening?
Someone had it the other day. Syracuse basketball school 4-0. Kansas could be 4-0. Duke basketball school, they could be 4-0 if they beat Kansas. So, again, it's a unique year in college, but I'm dropping the bomb on Kansas today.
All right, let's go over some lines. I like Baylor outright to win +120 against Iowa State. They have an outstanding running game. Guess what?
Hey, Iowa State, 5th in the country against the run. Haven't played anyone. Let's see if they get tested today.
That's a good match. You're right. That's a good matchup. I think a little sneaky couple plays here. I think a lot of people are on Charlotte for some reason. I've been hearing a lot about Charlotte +23 against South Carolina. I would take South Carolina. I don't think they're that bad of a team this year, especially when they play a lower level competition. Temple at home against Massachusetts, the toilet bowl. I would have to lay. I just got a vibe, man, that Massachusetts is going to get hammered.
You did. You said that earlier in the week.
I just kind of have a vibe that Temple's not as bad. Now, this is a game I want you to break down just because I just hate this game, but I know a lot of people are going to watch this game. Notre Dame at North Carolina. I hate this game.
It's, I'll say this, the kid May, he ain't no joke. I think May is the real deal.
Laying 2.5 at home, North Carolina.
Oh, I'd have to take North Carolina. I just don't believe in I don't believe in Notre Dame yet this year. I just think they're just not. I just think it's an enormous game for Carolina. I was down on Mac Brown. This is Carolina's season, if you ask me.
I agree.
If they lose this game, I can see it starting to go south.
Right.
I don't know that. Now, I think Carolina will, obviously, it'll be a stiffer test. I mean, they played Georgia State, but the thing that scares me about the game is Carolina's defense. They gave up. We watched Georgia State the other night. They just looked awful against Coastal. Of course, I had the over in that.
Bomb they looked so bad.
Winner.
Yeah, but, winner in the over. Pick six, baby.
Carolina, but they put up 31 on Carolina.
Well, App State
put up 50.
Right. Yeah, they had to pick six that game too.
Carolina has to step up and Carolina is going to have to be able to stop the run. They have had a ton of gash plays against them defensively. Mm-hmm. If Carolina can stop the run and make Notre Dame throw the ball, I think Carolina is going to win the game. If Notre Dame gets the running game going, you're going to have an uglier.
Isn't that usually how North Carolina loses? They just give up 250.
They give up 250, and it could be where there's bigger gash plays. And see, if Notre Dame gets the run game going, it eats that clock. It puts more pressure.
And that's how they like to play.
And it's an uglier game, and you'll see some weird score. Yep. If they can stop Notre Dame, I can see North Carolina pulling away. And we're going to find out today about some other teams. Like, you're going to find out. I think this is a game. I haven't heard one person talk about it. I'm not sure if Minnesota on the road favored by 3 at Michigan State.
Yes, I know.
They're begging you to take Minnesota in that game. I'm not sure.
I know.
I don't know.
I watched Minnesota
absolutely just hammer Colorado, but Colorado's got one of the worst rush defenses. I think they might be the worst which is what Minnesota's strength is. They give up 350 yards a game, and Ibrahim just went absolutely nuts, and so did the rest of the team. So
the one thing, Ibrahim's amazing to have the Achilles, tear his Achilles, still just roll out of bed, run for 200 yards like it's nothing. The thing I'll say last week, I didn't have a great week. You've been on fire. You had a great week last week. The one thing we were right about overall is there was a ton, and we said it, there'd be a ton of games when you look at the, you know, when you wake up Monday and you scroll down and see all the scores, ton of blowouts. This week, I don't believe that. So a lot of these games that we're not talking about where the spreads are 29 and 35 and all that, just take the dogs. Because a lot of these other games with closer spreads, I tend to like the favorites. You know, one little game real quick, Louisville at home against South Florida, they're laying 15. And then the other game in the ACC, Boston College at Florida State. There's actually, like I said, man, I don't think it's even close. I think if you just want to watch college football, man, there's a really great matchup. Like Minnesota, Michigan State, that's a pretty good matchup. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good games.
And this week, which was the same last week, it's even more this week. There are a ton of night games again this week that you're like, all right. I mean, you got Ohio State playing at night. You've got USC playing at night. You've got a couple other matchups. I can't remember if it's Oklahoma, Kansas State, I think is a night game. But there's several teams that are in the top 10 or top 15 that are bigger games that are playing at night. So
give a few more fatties and then we'll move to the NFL.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know you got a few more you like.
I do like one over early. I'm not going to give that. I had to give that to the special people, but...
Give me USC minus 5.5. I love it.
That's point spreads are dropping like a rock. Mm-hmm. Another game that I like, I do think I'm going to tell you another team in the Sun Belt. Watch out for South Alabama this year in the Sun Belt. This is the best team they've had. They're playing at home against a very dilapidated poopaloop team in Louisiana Tech.
Yep, 13 and a hook.
This is a South Alabama team that, if not for one of the most ridiculous play calls I've ever seen in college, whipped by the coach of South Alabama, like it wasn't even a fake. It was a bad fake. It was just awful what he did. I mean, he should have just gone for it if he was going to do that. anyway, they get stopped and UCLA goes down and, of course, kicks the field goal at the buzzer to beat South Alabama. That's a game to watch. If I had to give another – the game that we haven't talked about, we'll touch real quickly on this one. I just want to get your pick, and then we'll move on to the NFL. Florida is catching 10.5. I don't know, man.
I got to take the 10. I do know. I just have to take the 10.5.
Well, Tennessee can't beat them. Tennessee gets it. Yeah, they lose to them all the time.
I mean, I love Tennessee this year. You love them. We both were said in the SEC. Our couple teams were Florida, Tennessee, and Arkansas were the three that we said might shake it up. Florida's obviously fallen off. I have to take the 10.5. There is no other way to look at that game. The one game I want to ask you real quick why you're not on, because I thought this had the makings of just a skippy bomb. Utah going into the old Herm Edwards at Arizona State, new coach. Herm Edwards gets fired on the field. Utah is really ascending. They're at like the peak of their powers right now. You could see that game getting out of hand. It's only a 15-point spread. Doesn't make much sense to me.
I actually like it a lot because I believe Arizona State last week, the reason Herm Edwards got fired, they lost to Eastern Michigan at home, and it wasn't even really close.
No.
I mean, they were never winning.
Oh, did you hear this scandal? The assistants were giving out espionage. They're calling up EMU saying, "Hey man, ship me some chips and I'll tell you all the stuff you need to beat us."
It's because that was a disastrous, if you want to call it an experiment, with Herm Edwards. It was just these older NFL coaches that think they can come back to college when the game has changed and everything's changed so much. It's just
got to wipe kids' ass now. I mean, it's just crazy.
Disastrous. And I would say that's actually a fantastic play. That's a little nugget you just pulled out because Utah will destroy Arizona.
Yeah, you'll look at that game and it's 45-15, 14 or something. I mean, 17. Yes,
that's a great play. Cover. So let's move on quickly to the NFL. You and I disagree.
Oh, big time.
We're going to zip through these games. So real quick, great, quick little story, and then we move on. We'll zip through the lines. It's Survivor, right? You got to survive in the NFL. So I'm in the Vegas one.
Live for it.
60. I don't live for it, but I just would like to be in the mix because it's interesting.
Last year, you got down till past Thanksgiving, right?
I got just about two Thanksgiving, and then the Lions, when Ben said, "Oh, I got COVID, I can't play," fucked me right in the ass that week. It ties. Anyway, starts off with 6,100 people. First prize is like $6.5 million. First week, everyone and their mothers. I mean, it's down to under 2,000 already. So what do I do this week? Because I literally, and this is why you and I disagree, we both look at the card. You love this. I see more shenanigans this week. You know what I said? Fuck it. I'm taking the Browns on Thursday night. I'm going to sip. If I'm out, I'm out. But if I'm in, I can see a whole bunch of people get crushed this weekend. And because next week's hard. I've never seen anything like it in the NFL for Survivor. I took them three times, the Browns. Three. Big Fatty.
Hey, Browns, top five talented roster. I told you they'd be in the mix. They should be 3-0. The coach,
you called that. You called it.
I'm not sure teams had better play calling to start the year. Maybe the Bills or whatever, some of these teams that are really rolling, but the sneakiest team play calling wise in the NFL is the Browns. They call
Brissett, for all the flack he does catch at times, he looked good, dude. He threw some dimes in that game.
You can't find a better backup, dude. He's one of the best in the NFL.
You know how many teams would love to have him? All right.
Would you rather have him or Baker Mayfield?
Meow.
Meow. Hey. Mayfield's dead.
Texans, Bears. I got nothing on that one.
Texans. Texans outright money line lock.
Okay. Here's your first playoff game of the year. Damn, playoffs start in September in the NFL. First playoff game of the year. Raiders, Titans. I feel like that Vrabel is so bad now.
I think Vrabel's going to be one of these coaches that have – dude, you've been around long enough to know. Some coaches have that fucking little thing where it's like that little wick that goes to the dynamite. You burn through that wick and then you got to go. You got to move on. That's Vrabel. Great coach for a short time. He's not a guy that can hang around. That shit gets old with those. But for that – when he goes to the next team, he'll be great for a few years. But his wick will run out, and his wick has run out now, I think, with that team.
You like who in that game? The loser of that game.
Oh, I like the Raiders. Okay. Don't love the game, though. I will say I could see the Titans winning and still be an absolute dog shit the rest of the year. I think the Titans are one of those teams that before the season, you just didn't really – you didn't let it sink in that they have nobody to throw the ball to, and you just assumed they'd be plotting along with Derrick Henry and the defense would show up and blah, blah, blah. They're going to be a lower 10 in the bottom 10 of NFL teams this year.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. What about
– Raiders overrated also. Renfro out. Perryman, one of their best linebackers.
And I'll tell you, McDaniel, and when you lose last week, when you're the Raiders and you give up that lead and you lose to and you let the Cardinals score 16 points, would you have to get both? And you get hammered in overtime? Questions.
My boy Isaiah Simmons finally made a play from Clemson. Be out.
Hey, Chiefs, Colts, here's your game now. This is a sneaky one. Colts have been beat up all year. Pittman's coming back. The other receiver's coming back. Leonard's coming back on defense. The spread is dropping quickly. I think Matt Ryan looks 100, and they look awful, and they have no chance to win.
110.
Watch tomorrow when you wake, when you look up, and it's 7-7 in the second quarter. You're like, what is going? Because this smells of the Chiefs to just hammer them.
It's the Colts' season on the line. If they go 0-3, they're done. They better win. Now, when I say they're done, could they creep in? Everybody makes the playoffs in the NFL. But if they're going to be a legit team, man, they got to pull it together here.
But you love the Chiefs in this game.
Oh, no, I don't like this game.
Okay, you don't like
this game. I'm sorry. Yeah, here, I don't like this
game. Here's one that I love. I love the actual total in it. I think it goes monkey. I know that it could be – people might think it's a sucker bet. But I don't think it is. You got the Bills at the Dolphins, -5 Buffalo. I like the over 53. I think it gets there.
Idiot. I like the Bills. I could see the Bills just smashing them. You could look up and it's 24-7. Game over. 24-7. I think you're going to see a different Bills team. I do not think you're going to see the same type of Bills team. I think they are going to be methodical. I think they're going to have slow, long drives, dink and dunk. And I think that's how you beat the Dolphins. They're going to beat the Dolphins. I think they cover also, but it's at that number where, you know, you could see a backdoor kill you.
Well,
I like the favorites this week, man. Favorites are, winning 40%, I believe. It's like, you know, underdogs are like about 60% to start the year in the NFL. I think it's going to get closer to 50% for the season after this week. I think favorites will cover a lot of these games.
This is a sneaky one. Lions, Vikings.
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't really have a vibe, although the Lions offense is absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's a great tee spot. Hanging at six.
It is hanging at six. I think there was someone that was on. I don't hear it because I don't listen, but someone was on Junk's radio, some guy talking about last week how Hutchinson for Detroit was an awful pick. He might be the defensive rookie of the year. He's so good, to be honest with you.
Three sacks.
He goes in and gets three sacks. He's unbelievable. The whole vibe is different in Detroit.
And they still have the worst defense in the NFL, and they're going to give up 40 to the Vikings. Probably.
They do.
And
you know what? Offensively, one of the best offenses in the NFL. I don't care what anyone says. Goff looks like he's rejuvenated. Their running game is unbelievable. We'll see what happens in that one. Ravens at Patriots. This has got sucker written.
Give me a teaser. I'll take Minnesota just to win, and I'll tease that down 6 points to, what'll that be, 44 and a hook or something like that, or 46 and a hook. I'll take that. I think it'll go over 46.5, and I think the Ravens will win.
Why are the Ravens only giving 2.5?
Oh. Game of the week, game of the month, game of the year. If it loses, I'll kill myself. It's over for us. The show's over. The edge is dead. The Ravens go in. You look up. It's Monday. It's 35-17. Easiest winner of all. No, 35-10. No. 35-7. They just keep scoring less and less in my mind. The Patriots suck. You already cashed them week one when you said they sucked and that the Dolphins would smash them, which they did. I love this game. You're out there listening. You're overthinking it. Your mom's overthinking it. Everybody's overthinking it. Lay the fucking points with the Ravens. It's the easiest winner of your life.
He's dropping his first NFL bomb. It's a master lock play of the week. He can't love it anymore.
Asshole elbows all day for Lamar. That's all you're going to see, baby.
Woo! Now, Lamar's a little banged up, but he should be cleared to go. I guess his hand or something's a little banged up. Doesn't matter. He should be good to go. I am shocked that this line is not only not going up, but it's coming down. But it doesn't matter because the edge loves the birds. Fly birdies. And it's an ugly bird too. Ravens. Yeah, for those of you who have not seen Ravens much, Raven is one ugly bird. But Bengals, Jets, here's huge another game. Must win. Oh, it's a playoff game.
What an easy game. Hey, easiest game ever.
Hey, to me, it's a big lollipop on it that says, sucker.
Where's the lollipop? Yeah, I'm like a little kid. Lollipop.
Because here's the thing. Do you know that Joe Burrow, the poor guy, he can't get – there's no protection for him. He can't hide. Parsons – is it Parsons for the Cowboys? In the backfield the entire day.
Fatties. Bengals, you love the Bengals? Okay. Love it. Hey, two-team parlay. Let me lay the 6 and lay the 2.5. Ravens, Bengals, pummel those two teams. Easy. Vegas takes it in the ass this week.
Okay. Well,
Dude, it's September 24th. The Bengals just lost to a backup quarterback again. They have had the worst start to a season ever. If you told me a month ago Burrow's would be healthy and I can Chase is healthy and Mixon's in and the Jets have Flacco and they just came off a butt lucky win on the road at Cleveland, I am going to take the 6 every single time. It's like the Twilight Zone, people. You're getting the Bengals under a touchdown?
Eagles, Commanders, any thoughts?
No.
I like that. That might be another game that might be in my plays. Not today, but by tomorrow. Here's one that's intriguing. I'm going to assume.
Does the Eagles, Commanders game go monkey?
I don't know if the Commanders have the ability to go monkey. I know they did in the second half, I could see the 47.5 because I don't think.
I almost dropped the Bobo, but I think we're going to keep him in the cage because you're right, dude. You look up and the Redskins are barely scoring.
Yeah, you can't bring. I got Bobo later, but Jacksonville and Chargers because we got to move it along because Skippy's got to bounce.
Chargers. If Herbert's in, Chargers is my third favorite.
So here's my question. I know obviously there's some question whether he's playing. It went from 7. It's down to 3. Daniel is the backup.
He's not playing. Must not be.
Oh, for people who picked. If you pick the Chargers and the Survivor and he doesn't play. Oh, no. 900 people.
You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, that is
your fault.
You should
have picked the Bengals, you.
No, you should have just gone with Skip and picked the Browns and said, meow.
Rest of these games suck. Packers, Bucks is an overrated game. Cowboys are going to beat the Giants outright.
We're going to get to that game because I got to get your thoughts. That'll be our final one we cover. Here's one more though. Niners, Broncos. I think the Niners come here into Denver and win the game. I think that what I saw last week on the sideline, and you and I haven't talked about it and haven't been able to, but we're going to spend a minute on it, and then we'll go to the Giants game, and then we'll wrap it. What I saw from Hackett on the sideline, it was literally, I'm not lying to you, Dougie boy, it's like the Broncos hired Dougie and Scott, and they said, guys, get some assistance. I don't care who you get. And then you and I are on the sidelines, and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, hey, man, this is a little bit harder than what we thought to coach. And because that's the face he looks clueless. I am not kidding you, dude. For those that didn't watch it and don't really, because I love to watch the coaches and he looks lost. In fact, all his assistants look lost. And then I started reading in. None of them. Some of these guys are just his buddies and stuff. It's crazy what's going on in Denver with the coaches. It's nuts. I think the Niners come in and take care of the business. Russell Wilson looks 100. He tried his spin move a couple times last week. One time he just fell down after a spin move. I don't know what's going on there.
They look like they never had a – it's like one of those Little League seasons where you go with your boy. And guess what? It rained out the entire – you know, you have a practice few weeks and then you have a game. It's like the weeks of practice got rained out.
It's if you look at his face sometimes – they did it again last week. They had no timeout. Have you ever seen – I've not seen it. I'm sure it's happened, but I've not seen it in a while. NFL team, no timeout, none in the second half with 8 minutes in the game. Zero timeout. That's crazy.
They get to the line with 24 seconds. They all stand at the line like a college team with 24 seconds, and they hike it with 1 second.
And Russell Wilson looks like he's gotten a little chubbier to me, too. He looks around, and he's like, ooh, huh, 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 and they do. And
not in a good way.
And then there's 1 second left, and sometimes he snaps it. And they've had 4 or 5 delay of game penalties.
All worst times, too.
Niners come in and take care of business. It's a must win for Denver, because if Denver loses that game, though, and goes 1-2 in that division.
I hate that game.
Last game, then we wrap it. Cowboys, Giants, your thoughts. Who would have ever thought we'd be saying?
Hey, real quick, Giants, Rams, Cardinals, who you got? Packers, Bucks, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with Brady because I think that the Bucks, I guess he's playing. The Bucks defense is just really good, and I think Rodgers is – I think they're still not ready. Yeah, I just think that they're just – I just think offensively that they're going to have issues.
Yep.
Give me Brady in that one, and then Rams, Cardinals. It smells like, okay, of course the Rams are going to win. I'd probably take the Cardinals +3.5 and see what happens. I don't really like the game.
No, I'll stay away from both.
Giants, Cowboys, your thoughts, then we wrap it.
Cowboys all day, every day, best defense in the NFL, the best, the number one, the best defense, the number one defense in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys. One. Pick it up. Fatty Hotline. Hey, Fatty Payback, ship 100 to the edge. The play wins. We ship you back 100.
And the guy's trying to do a show, trying to just give people fatties. The phone won't stop.
I mean, people. We're fucking back. But hey, guys, Fatty hello? Payback, ship
hello?
It.
Hold on.
Tell
him. Hello.
Tell him. Ship
you
it.
Hello. You want the package? Oh, you better ship those chips, dog. You know the address. Peace. Boom.
Let's go. Hey, Saturday mornings, baby, from now on. Can't wait to
Saturday
see
morning.
Week.
Good luck, everyone.
Gonna be rich from that two-teamer, listen, baby. Ravens, Bengals.
The Edge will be on Twitter all day today. So club if you want, or just enjoy the fatties. You know, if you want any information on his picks or mine, you better DM and you better be ready to spread the chippies. Peace. See you next week.
It won't end. The
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.